when we happen to be here. And so on the agenda, we have two interviews for the BTAC committee. First one is Bob Berlin. So we will start. And Bob, if you'd like to come to the podium, please. And you are renewing BTAC commissioner.
Yes.
So we have questions here. What we'll do is just go around the table. Ryan, do you want to start with question number one?
Sure. Why do you want to serve an additional term on the Lane Tourism Advisory Committee?
For me, it's going back to the 2019 marketing plan and going back to having more events, more activities, more advertising, and less management. The proposal this year was 80% management, 20% events. We used to have just the opposite. And for tourism, the more people we get in, the more dollars that are generated in room rents, the more that we can give back to the community, the more tourists we can get into the community.
Tell us about your philosophy regarding rewarding BTAC grants.
In my mind, we raise between $300,000 and $400,000 a year on a bed tax. And so our guests are giving us a gift to the community in a form of a tax that we can create new tourists. For many years, it's been seed money and trying to help somebody get a start up instead of having a gimme or a continued process. One prime example is Hands Across the Border Art in the Park. They used to want $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a year. They, through starting the process, now raise over $100,000 a year. They ask for no BTAC money. It all goes to tourism, and for us, it's a belief that that's an extra $100,000 in tax right there back in the community that sponsors and does. Same with the jazz camp. They went out and or the music festival. They went out and raised over $100,000. We are giving them $5,000, but we're not giving them the $20,000 they were originally asking for many years ago. And so, in my mind, this is the best way to make things happen.
Do you have a particular project or program you would like to see the city pursue?
I think it's real simple. More accountability of where the money is going, and then getting a return on that money and reporting it. We used to do planning, and that's kind of gone out the window. It hasn't happened in a while. We don't train the BTAC people. We don't train people out in the community to help. And we used to spend one meeting a year working on training to make things better. We used to thank our volunteers. And if you work 20 hours at the visitor center, or help with the 4th of July, or help raise $100,000, there was a thank you by the council. And add in the papers stating what they had accomplished. 2 years, we've been told council won't allow this. They won't, they don't want to thank people because it's too expensive. The ads are free, takes very little time to thank somebody so that they'll do more. Somebody that's raised $100,000 in sponsorships may give somebody else an idea on how they can do an event and pay for it instead of having 100% of it coming out of the tech funds.
Okay, what do you want to do before?
Okay, I should sure. What do you find most challenging about servicing at, or about serving at BTAC?
I think the most challenging thing is accountability. If you buy a car with the police department, you get bids. You know what you're getting. You get a response back as council member on did the car break down or what's going on. Some of the activities with BTAC, you get $35,000 and there's no accountability. And what I'm saying is they aren't doing anything to make that better. They want $35,000 this year, they wanted it last year, they wanted it next year, and we're bad guys for not giving it to them. You look at, in yesterday's paper, there was a sponsorship out that was over $100,000 to help a boat become part of the community for sailing and other things. We could do that if they went out and tried to make it happen. They had help from the tourism director on where do you go for sponsorship? Where do you go for grant money? Who out there is willing to help? And again, all that would do is help more tourism dollars in the community.
Yeah.
What are some of the greatest challenges that you see ahead for the city of Lane in terms of tourism?
They don't know what tourism is. They're working real, real hard on city development, downtown development, and they forgot what it is to get tourists into town. And what is a tourist? And to me, that's going to take a little bit of work to get things balanced. A visitor center, that's tourism. Hands on, telling people where to go, where to have dinner, what's going on. Some of the other activities aren't necessarily tourism related. It's for the betterment of the community, I grant you that. But not all of it should be coming out of tourism dollars. Linden, for an example, has added almost 100 new beds in the last 4 years. They've had their city staff working hard on trying to get hotel motels into their community, and they're doing it.
And I'm sorry, which community was that against that?
Linden. Yeah, they have a new one that's going out near the Safeway. And a big unit to have one downtown that they put in. But they've worked hard on doing that. I know there's properties in the area that hotels have come in and have looked at. One of the other challenges, I was a bed and breakfast for 20 years. To open a bed and breakfast, it cost about $10,000 for fire extinguishers. Maps, smoke alarms, the licensing. Airbnbs can come in with no insurance, no fire alarms, and nothing. Again, if you went online, there has been 50 to 60 Airbnbs in 98230. I think there's two of them that have a business license that are paying taxes back to the city. We keep bringing that up meeting after meeting. Nothing happens. If we're paying management, city employees spend some time. That phone numbers are right there. Call them up. Find out how come they're not licensed. Get that licensing money. Get the tax money. Get more BTAC money. And I think that is one of the most important things. Bottom line, more units, more beds, more BTAC revenue.
Thanks for coming down, Bob.
Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay.
And now my friend Margal. Kiala. Pendu Koraba. Okay, so you're also for the same for BTAC, and can you tell us a bit about yourself and why you're interested in serving on BTAC? Can you describe the extent to which you understand state law that authorizes the city to apply the lodging tax and the revenue to support the programs for tourism? And how will you apply that when considering the grant requests for that money?
That money you can use for city halls, for somewhere else, for the... I'm an English boy.
Yes, I know.
Sorry.
But yeah, you understand that system. Your hotel starts at tax?
Yes.
Okay. So you're familiar with that. And what do you think the city's current greatest draw is for tourists? What do you think brings people to Blaine?
Tourists, people bring away, they can make taxes more, people can go all over, it's like see better, more better at the stop.
What things do you think people like about Blaine that makes them come here?
People mostly Blaine come and like seeing the towns, like the Semiyama, Ridgeway, they go lots of different ways.
Mm-hmm. Do you think things like the 4th of July brings a lot of people to town?
4th of July, then people come in town and make more money, everyone. Taxes, they can, people pay them lots of money at 4th of July. 4th of July, even like before Christmas and Thanksgiving, a lot of people come in and stay in the hotel 2-3 days.
Oh. Yeah. People stay in the hotels for a couple days around the 4th of July?
Yes, they are. They stay like the 3rd and 4th and 5th. They stay 3 days. A lot of people stay here.
Excellent. Is there any other thing you've noticed that makes you interested in being on BTAC? Is there a particular thing that you're want to get done on that committee?
Yes, sir. Pretty coming more Blaine, getting better. Blaine keeps growing more. Like people from outside stay in Blaine. There's lots of people going like we're a hotel every year, make more and more money. Then you be at a hotel on this area. That's not up summertime. No, lots of people sleep outside. So they need more hotels, more lot of stuff.
Okay. And Bob was just saying that when you look up for a B&B, there's only a couple, but your hotels are listed on all the big websites?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And booking.com, Expedia, all over.
Okay, very, very good. And so do you do advertising outside of Blaine for your hotel in particular?
Yes, they are all over in the international, like all over the world, and North Court. People booking from British, people who came from Canada, all over. Okay. Like a lot of people, I got like from Turkey and Dubai, everywhere.
Okay, so you've got a hands-on understanding of what kinds of things bring people to Blaine and
yes,
and how to attract them. Okay, well, thank you very much for applying for this, and we'll be considering them. Thank you.
Yeah.
sorry, there's a question.
Sorry, I just wanted to ask you the same thing as we asked the other candidate, the last question. What do you think the greatest challenge to the city of Blaine is for attracting tourism? What's the hardest thing for us as a city?
What's a bad thing that's working against being able to bring tourists here? What is the problem with bringing tourists here? Is there something that's stopping that from happening?
I know what it's stopping. It's tourists. It's all us tourists coming, mostly from everywhere, all over the United States coming. Lots of tourists here.
I think your pessimistic question was met with optimism. Okay, thank you so much. Shukriya. Okay, great. And so we have enough time for a momentary go wash your hands break, and then we'll have the main meeting.